And it will also apply to countries. Just like the Industrial Revolution determined which countries had the best standard of living over a period of hundreds of years, the Internet Revolution will have the same impact. Those countries who use this technology to add productivity to their government, who use this technology in the way they teach their children how to employ it to really be more effective, not only in business, but also in the way they live and play, and those countries and companies to employ it will determine the future of their economies in many, many ways. It used to be that the U.S. and Europe was 5 years ahead of Japan as an example. You could often tell what the economy was like in terms of the Internet by just looking at the name cards. And almost no Japanese business person that I called on had their Internet address on it. Today, it's almost socially unacceptable not to do that. The Japanese, in 4 years, have closed on the advantage that Europe and North America had on the Internet to where we're almost completely equal. They understood the impact that it would have on the future of their business, the future of their country, and the future of their children. So the Internet generation is people, companies, and countries moving at an unbelievable pace as you move forward. There are two things that are really driving this. The first is it's the fourth generation of technology, with each generation being dramatically bigger than the prior generation. For several decades, it was the mainframe. And now it's the network generation. And it will have more impact probably than all the three prior generations combined. So as you move into a new generation of technology, you naturally see the explosion. But what is driving it even stronger than the technology is the business application. It doesn't matter if you're in Germany, France, UK, US, Japan, or China. All the business organizations have the same challenges.